We would like to hear Om from Shanti. You now. Om Shanti.
Prabhu Milan Ka Aadhaar.
The basis of the meeting with God, whether it's today or whether it's every day at Amrit Vela, whether it's evening or anywhere else, you make sure two things: the concentration of the mind and the quiet mind. We can also say that the concentration of the intellect and comfort. When we are peaceful here, when we stabilize our thoughts, Baba feels all energy in us, all the powers in us. Everyone is knowledgeable souls, knowledgeful souls. The great donor are those who can make their mind quiet with the knowledge. If there is still storms in the mind, or if the mind gets into trouble, or the mind gets disturbed with any situation, then with the help of knowledge, with the experiment with this knowledge, we have to make ourselves peaceful. Baba has said many methods to do this, very simple methods to do this, with which you must have heard it multiple times. They sound very simple, but the experience of that is very great. So let's stabilize ourselves peaceful. Let's be soul conscious and let's go. In the center of the forehead, I, the soul, am sitting. The shining soul, see yourself, visualize it. I have light in me. I am full of all the powers. Very bright rays are spreading all over me and creating a very powerful aura around me. I am immortal. I have been changing this body. I am the most fortunate one in the whole world, because this is my end of journey of 5,000 years, and I have found the company of God Himself. let's have this intoxication. And God has become companion in our lives, the Almighty Authority Himself. Om Shanti. So two very beautiful things, small, very little thing, but great one, and this words should always be remembered, that who is my companion every day. Once, don't repeat all the time, but once in a day, if you can do it by 6 a.m. in the morning, it's good. That who is my companion? In Baba's words, you stay with great intoxication. Baba has said, there is the whole group of soldiers in front of me, and on the other side, if you are alone with God, then there will be a victory. You will be victorious because you have God with you. So this is not a small thing. So the war between Kaurava and Pandava are shown in Mahabharata. Pandavas got victorious. God Himself was with him. But to achieve that success, they had to make great deal of effort. They had to stay in jungles. They had to renounce everything for so many years. So Baba is with me. So it's not that we will not have problems and situation, but with Baba's powers, we will have powers and we will have capacity to face any situation. And in fact, we will become more and more powerful to the extent that we have challenges in our lives. If we, with any situation, if we don't spoil our stage, then the situations make us powerful and obstacle free. Baba's very elevated version, if you stay in the intoxication that God Himself is with me, then you will get His company. And secondly, and we will become powerful that Almighty Authority is with me. You feel this sometimes as a canopy of protection, sometimes as a godly friend. He is accompanying me. We have learned these things from Baba's Murli. It's not just about churning, it's about experience. You are going to a jungle where lions are there, but you have gunmen with you. then you will not get afraid even though you are weak. Baba has said, even though you are weak, if you remember who is with you, your powers will be spreaded everywhere. Baba is mine. Everyone says, my Baba, but there are two things you have to imbibe in your heart, that He is mine. Those who are in the household, you all know that your children, your family, there is so much feeling of myness, so you increase that feeling that He is my Baba, He is mine. And I have the right over Him. What can be better than that? So let's increase this feeling. So let's think. Let's have a deep churning. The God who is Almighty, who is the caretaker of the world, who is the fortune maker, He is mine. He is mine. I have got this fortune to make God mine. We have got this fortune to make God our, belong to us. Even though there is anyone in this world that is of mine, but God is mine definitely. I have the right over it. Whenever you call Him, He will come. He is my companion. See yourself, the Almighty is there as a canopy of protection. Almighty authority is over my head, and I am protected in His canopy. Om Shanti.
This feeling ko bhi roz ek baar
aaye. You bring this feeling in you once. This feeling will keep you away from waste. When any soul is in godly intoxication, we show four pillars in the picture, but the basis of the yoga is intoxication. That will keep us away from waste. There are many who complain that lot of waste is going. Yes, it is there. There is an effect of Iron Age. There is an effect of vices from birth, after birth. If we stay in waste thoughts, if we are in waste thoughts, if we are angry, if we have ego, then we get connected with the bad energy of this world, and that disturbs our mind. And if we are in godly intoxication, if we are churning knowledge, if we are in self, if we are in self-respect, then all the good energy of cosmos, super energy, we get connected to super energy, and that makes us divine. Let's pay attention. There is waste. Baba has shown us the method to stop the waste. You all have come here. You have spent time to come here. While when you are here, there is a beauty that increased in this hall. The atmosphere, when the non-BKs come here, and the atmosphere when all the deity souls come here, there is a big difference in that. So let's create a thought in front of Baba, because Baba is present here. So Bab Dada practically stays present here, and their vibrations are here. If we stay connected to them, there will be lot of benefit. I have to change some of my sanskars and then go. Let me tell you a few things. And you have to bring change in that. So Baba has said very deep thing about psychology. You think about it, that you children say that this is my sanskar. That if you say mine, it is wrong. It is not mine. It is not mine. My sanskars are the deity sanskars. My sanskars are those of Baba's sanskars. My sanskars are divine. My sanskars give happiness. My sanskars destroy the sorrow. My sanskars are of world benefit. So you create thoughts, and with the thoughts everything gets changed. So those who want to get everything from Baba, create great thoughts. And where would you get great thoughts? You will get from Murli, from self-respect. And when you create great thoughts, the weak thoughts will be finished. Whatever you want to change, about your sanskars, you create a determined thought. Some have sanskars of thinking too much. They think too much. There is a small thing, but there is a feeling, and they will just keep thinking about it. And it is very dangerous. Some have sanskaras of worrying about small things, about getting disturbed in small things. Some have sanskars of taking burden of small things of their household. Let me tell you something to laugh. The sisters come here. Two sisters came this time as well. They said, Bhaiji, I am very disturbed, as if they have lot of thing going on. I said, what is going on? Is there any obstacles in the business, or is there any problem in the family? And she said, my husband doesn't listen to me. I just told her very easy solution. If you can do it for 15 to 20 days. Husband is not listening, stop telling him anything. If sisters like it, just imbibe that. So everyone feels that the other person do what I want, but we do what Baba wants us to do. That habit of worrying, so sanskars of getting disturbed about small things, those who stay disturbed, who gets disturbed? Those who don't stay in their self-respect. We are great souls. We are not ordinary. Let's stay in our self-respect and let's accept it. Let's talk to ourselves. First, let's see ourselves as a soul. I am a shining star. Baba has come and awakened me. He has opened my eyes. He has given me the third eye of knowledge, and he reminded me, now we will remember and accept. Child, you are not ordinary. You are a great soul of this world. You imbibe the elevated version of God in yourself. I am not ordinary. I am a great soul of this world. You are the beauty of this world. You are the light of this world. You are a charitable soul. If you are not in this world, this world would become barren. So this is how we are important on this earth. You are full of power of purity. I have made you my companion in this world transformation. You are not ordinary. You are very responsible. You are a great soul. I have given you all my powers. You are the same who is being worshipped in the temples. The influence of your each and every thought reaches to each and every soul of the world. You are not ordinary. Now feel yourself the powers of Almighty is emerging in me. Let's concentrate the powers are falling on me like a fountain, and I, the soul, am becoming powerful. Feel that these powers are spreading in the whole world. Sitting on the globe, on the lotus flower, and the rays are spreading all over the world. All the souls are being sustained through these powers. Om Shanti. Everyone has to think. Everyone develop a great thought. Let's get ourselves in the rays, fountain of rays. Hello. Hello. My translation books me in the city. But आप ले जाओ. कहाँ छोड़ेंगे? अच्छा, ठीक है. आप ले जाओ. नहीं आप डोर पे आके ले जाओ, मैं दे दूंगी, नहीं देखेंगे. some has the sanskars of lust, some has the sanskars of ego, attachment, greed. The sanskar that is not allowing us to move forward. So you create a thought. You create a thought to renounce those sanskars. If you have the determination, then you can renounce that. So if you have determination from day one, there will be reduction in the intensity of that sanskars. We also have to conquer the anger. There are many in the families who have conquered anger. Many ask them, who has made you so peaceful? Some have the anger of some years, like 100 or 200 years. Some have the sanskars of anger for 1,000 years. And they have to finish them from the roots. So expectations are the seed of anger. Desires develop the anger. We feel that others should do this, but he doesn't do it. So everyone has their own intellect. Everyone has their own sanskars, and they have their own karmic accounts. So it is not possible that the other one would do what I feel is right. So make yourself light. So this earth is going to be light. It has become heavy with the sinful actions. So the earth cannot bear more sins. Baba has many. There are many heavy words that Baba has said. This earth will eat up everything. The play is getting transformed. The nature is being transformed, and we will see great transformation in nature as well. There shouldn't be fear. There shouldn't be anger. Those who feel fear, there will be fear. And so they practice this for 21 days, that I am a fearless soul. So those who want to burn the seed of anger would practice this for 21 days. As soon as you wake up in the morning, that I am free from anger, I am peaceful. You write it down. If you can't write it down, you just practice this. We practice this first. You see your deity form in front of you, that first form of golden age in front of you. Create a picture. Very divine. very pure, full of all virtues. So your mind is quiet everywhere. There is powerful aura in all four directions. You create a thought that this is me. These are my sanskars. The sanskars of present times are Maya's sanskars. They are not my sanskar. The sanskars of anger and lust are not my sanskars. My sanskars are very divine. In front of me there is a corporeal form standing in a deity form. You create this thought with true heart for 5 times that I, the soul, see yourself as a soul. I am free from anger. I am peaceful. I am free from anger. I am peaceful. I am free from anger. I am peaceful. Let's do a deep thinking. Om Shanti. This is a small method. You wake up in the morning and create this thought. So there is a great power in that. You will receive whatever you want. I am Shiv Shakti. I am very powerful. Your fear of ages will finish and we will become Mahaveers. We have to change our sanskars. Some have the sanskars of speaking bad. Those who have sanskars of taunting or defame others or say something to others, we change that. Baba has said very deep thing that you children, you accept this. Everyone has got some or the other blessing from Baba. When we say from our heart that he is mine, he kept his hand over my head and gave me blessing. Some has the blessing of success of words. So you think before you speak. So some mothers would say anything to their children when they don't wake up in the morning. So you think before you speak. You speak sweet words that awaken others' self-respect, that awakens others' feelings. I have to bring one change in me Let's make this powerful thought, and you work on that for 21 days, because you can't do that everything at the same time. Because in the confluence age, the biggest power is the power of purity. And we see in the Murlis that without the power of yoga, you cannot become pure. When Corona came, there were a lot of online programs going on. Many hear Murli online, but Murli also gives energy to us. This will only happen when you go to center and spend 1 hour every day, and you sit in the center and listen to the Murli. So Asha Didi spoke Murli today, Sushma Didi spoke Murli. So it was very powerful Murlis. So it's not about just listening, but you also have to experience that. You have to go in that intoxication. You have to imbibe that intoxication in yourself. You are in the university. You are in a very big examination. You should have intoxication that you are in examination of becoming the world emperor, and you imbibe this in your heart. So we listen to Murli with peaceful mind and heart. So those who relate the Murli, if they also speak with enthusiasm, it will give us intoxication that will destroy problems and sorrow from our home. And it is true that Shiv Baba would have vision over you if you are listening to the Murli from the center. But if you are listening to the Murli from bathroom while taking shower, but you can't, it is good. But if you want to receive godly energy, and Murli brings us energy and power. Let's talk about me. It's been 57 years I have been here. If I miss the Murli for even a day, for whatever reason, if I'm outside, then I feel that there is something missing in me. So let's not miss Murli, and we spend that 1 hour accurately. Now invoke Baba in this gathering of great souls. Let's take our intellect to the soul world. Let's stabilize ourselves to the Sun of Knowledge. The great light, the almighty authority, his light, the vibrations of his powers are spreaded everywhere, as if the whole world is, whole Brahmand, Brahmalok, is shining with His light. I don't see anything except Him. Let's invoke Him with love. Hey, godly friend, oh my friend, the comforter of my heart, the foundation of my heart, my beloved Baba. You leave your home and come to us. Baba came down and you see him coming down. He comes in Brahma Baba's body. Both Baba Dada are coming from the sky and they are in front of me. Just be alone in this gathering. Almighty authority is in front of me. The fortune maker is in front of me, is giving me drishti. This drishti will change our world. If there is burden in your mind, you just tell to Baba and become light. Baba kept his hand on my head. He is making me light. He destroyed my burden. And after giving drishti, Baba went back to his home. Om Shanti. You should do this in your home every day, few times. You will have lot of intoxication. This is a very beautiful method of yoga. When you invoke him, he comes and you will experience him. You create the vibration of your home very attractive, alaukik, full of purity. Our power of purity should not go waste. Some souls are pure, but they engage themselves in jealousy and other wasteful things, so that power of purity is not visible in your face. So in coming years, people will come to you that please allow us to sit in our home for 10 minutes. Give us water from your house, gave us food from your house. You put your hand over my head. So the time has come. This time has come very fast. Your home will be full of pure vibrations. So when the vibrations of purity are spreaded, the destruction will be stopped, will not come at that particular place. Nature will become your friend. Nature will not give you any problems. So to create powerful vibration, let's use this method. What is it? Let's sit comfortably. Spend 2 minutes for silence. So if you do it by 6 o'clock in the morning, it's good. So you create a thought that I am a deity of purity. Brothers would do, I am an angel of purity, and the golden rays of purity are spreading all four directions, in all four directions. You do it for 1 minute. Sometimes I am Master Almighty, I am Shiv Shakti. The red light from I, the soul, is spreaded in the whole house. All the souls of this home are very fortunate souls. Never do any negative thought for anyone. All of these are great souls. They are beauty. They are beauty of this home. These are great souls of God. Do it for few minutes and the vibrations of your home will become alaukik. So today's milan would become blessing, would give you lot of blessings. You enjoy the Murli and you stay in the intoxication of the Murli. Also, in between, you practice that energy of the Sun of Knowledge is falling on me as if I am under the fountain of powers. So you will experience Baba's presence and you will experience his energy. This 1 or 2 hours would become divine and you will have beautiful experience ahead. So all of you move ahead, all of you benefit yourself and benefit others. A lot of good wishes to all of you. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. So let's go to the soul world with the Supreme Power.
Okay.
need.